The European Commission is preparing for the strategy for coastal communities, and it's actually due to be finalised later this year. And as you said, right now, the public consultation will be open until the 23rd of March of this year. And I really want people to engage in this. It's their opportunity to shape the strategy before decisions are made. And for communities and coastal communities like Donegal, I believe it really matters. As you said, there's a significant amount of coastline with 1,100 kilometres of coastline. So huge area to cover. And I know lots of people, I think there's like nearly 65% of people in the county actually living within 5 kilometres of the sea. So I do think it's really important for people to engage, whether it's through a fishing community or you're connected to the tourism side of things, or and even looking into the future like renewable energy. We know the Killybegs is a huge part to play in Ireland's main fishing port, and tourism supports thousands of jobs throughout Donegal, and I think it's worth nearly more than 300 million to Donegal itself. So what I want to see is get across as well that the EU coastal strategy, not all coastal regions are the same, that the Atlantic coastal communities are very different from Mediterranean ones. So the challenges facing Ireland's northwest are not the same as those in Malta, let's say, for Spain, as France or Cyprus. So our weather is different, our waters are different, and our fishing patterns as well. So infrastructure needs are unique to us. So I think it's hugely important to people to engage in this consultation.
And it's, I suppose, a good opportunity for people to make sure that their voices are heard, particularly at a time when the coastal communities are under pressure, and that's through the cut of the fishing quotas.
Absolutely, and that's something that was very disappointing to see, and it's something that we need to really push back on from an Irish perspective, and pressing the Commission to take a tougher action. Obviously, quotas are a huge worry, but to take action on third countries as well, particularly Norway and Iceland, who are setting unilateral quotas for shared stocks like mackerel, which is so important to a lot of the fishermen out there as well. So it's hugely important that Minister Martin Hayden and Minister Dooley were engaging this week in Brussels and raising that issue directly. And next week there'll be a meeting with those third countries to negotiate joint stocks as well. So a hugely important time to engage. But as I said, this is a chance for the public to take a position and make their voices heard.
And I suppose, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so at the minute, I actually looked it up myself. If you just type in Google EU strategy for coastal communities consultation, or else even through my own website, I'll have that link up on my website too. So it's quite easy just to search it and to put your consultation through.